After I'd run quite a distance out into that second field, I recall seeing a blinding flash of light and hearing this big bell ringing. What had happened, the German had fired an armor-piercing shot from an anti-tank gun over there, and I saw the muzzle flash. And the ringing was that they'd bounced this thing off my turret. I immediately had Gary to stop and back up. I'm sure that I'm in a fire lane that they cut. So, same time, I'm on the radio telling the other tanks to look out for that anti-tank gun and gave them the approximate location of it and let's be careful. So I had Gary then, after he'd backed up, had to pull to the right and then go forward. Hopefully I'm out of this guy's fire lane. I'm sure not going to slow down to find out. So as we do that, we hadn't pulled up too far until I don't know whether it was an armor-piercing shot. I don't know. It might have been a bazooka. I do not know what it was, but it came through the right sponson where a bunch of ammunition is stored. Something came through that right sponson and ignited the propelling charge in the 75 millimeter ammunition and clipped off my right forefoot, and I suppose that whatever it was probably went out the other side of the damn turret, I don't know, or the tank. Instantaneously, the tank is a ball of fire. I like to dramatize this a little bit by saying that I'm now standing in the middle of hell with all this fire around me.